You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My name is Anita B, and this show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And my headphones are okay. There we go. Much, much better. Anyways, I'm here until 8 o'clock. It's currently 6:40. It's like 6:41 or so. And that band that we just heard is Duotang. And we heard the song, let's see, Smash the Ships and Raise the Beams, from then, which is the title track to their 1996 album, I do believe. Now, tonight is, I suppose, for myself, kind of a special night, as it is for you all, because I am going to be playing, I think, all Mint record bands. I think so. That's my intent here. And because there's a reason. It is the 20th anniversary of Mint Records. Mint Records was formed in 1991, of course, if we're at 20 years. And let me find my book here. And there is a book.
Hold on.
Here we go. Okay. So there was a book just recently released entitled Fresh at 20. It's the oral history of Mint Records. The author is Caitlin Fontana. And this is very interesting, a very interesting book. Just on Thursday was the actual book release party. My husband was there. And I guess I have sort of an insider's sort of perspective on it, because while my band, and I did was in a band actually at one point, we were not a Mint Records band, but my husband's band, his name would be Rolf, is an alumni of Mint Records. So back in like 1993 or so, up until about 99, he was in a band called Pluto. And Pluto released their first, well, let's see, I want to say one or two 7-inches, as well as, I think a full length, I should know this. I knew all of this at the time. But they had an album out on Mint for sure. So it must have been a full length, which was called, Cool Way to Feel. That's what it was called. And I'm actually a relic. I'm a souvenir from one of their tours. Yes, because when they were on tour back in 1996, I was working at a radio station in Detroit. And I'm from Windsor. So I was actually doing a show at the college station at CJAM. So I did a show there. And I was also, this is a wacky job I had. I was a promotions intern / board op for a radio station that was broadcast out of Windsor, but 90% of the audience was in Detroit. So I'd go out and promote shows all over the city. So it was like, it was the funnest job you could have as a 25-year-old. I was 25. I was living like at my parents' house. I'd already been to, you know, university and different places and graduated and whatever. And it was like the summer. It was like the best summer of my life, actually. So anyways, back, who cares about me, really? Let's talk about Mint Records. So I moved out. So I met Rolf. So the band Pluto was on tour. I met the band guys and sort of saw a whole whack of their shows that were kind of local, because they were constantly on tour in the day back in the mid-90s. And anyways, Rolf and I ended up becoming an item, I guess. Well, I mean, I know. I have two kids with him too. And what happened? Right. So I moved to Vancouver shortly thereafter. And And that's the deal. Rolf was the guitar player in the band Pluto. And this book has come out. He went to the book release party where the author Caitlin Fontana was there, of course. And I do have to say, though, as much as I quite enjoyed this book, I think it is a well-written book. It's an oral history, so it's written in interview style. So, you know, say, for example, Shane Davis, and then he gives something else, and then Bruce Cain says something, then Terry Russell, etc. So there are some inaccuracies, though, in regards to the Pluto story. One in particular I would like to share with you. So this is the record, and this, let's set it straight, people. So the section on Pluto was written pretty well, no big deal, except the very end. And at the very end, I will read it to you. It said, So in 2008, Virgin hosted a concert in Toronto and paid for Pluto to reunite. All four original members showed up, and the general consensus was that they had a good time, which they did. Plans for further gigs were circulated, but Rolf and Justin declined. So the backstory, let me just give you a really brief history, is that they were on Mint, not a brief history, but a brief story. And then Virgin Records ended up sort of taking them away from Mint, if you will. So then they signed to Virgin Records, and which obviously ended their deal with Mint, which is, if it was a deal or not, what you, that's disputable, debatable. But so, and they didn't really do that well on Virgin. Virgin promoted the hell out of them. They really did. They were on tour constantly. They toured with bands such as Cracker, Shonen Knife out of Japan, you name it. They toured with some pretty cool bands. Like when I saw them, they played, they're sharing stages with Sloan and Jail and like, oh good God, they were Sebado and some pretty amazing shows. But I just want to set the record straight that where it says plans for further gigs were circulated, but Rolf and Justin declined. Not true. Actually, Rolf and Justin wanted to continue to do those shows. And it was, if there was any declination, if you will, it wasn't Rolf and Justin. Maybe it was Ian and John, but it was definitely not Rolf and Justin. So it kind of paints sort of a dim picture on those two. And it suggests that they were not into the band, but actually they were totally into the band. So there you go. That's that. So let's continue though. So bands on Mint Records. Let's celebrate the 20 years that Mint Records is. Let's do that. So we'll probably be hearing, well, probably, I don't, I'm pretty well organized, but I like to kind of come in and fly by the seat of my pants, and I get stuff out and I do whatever. And so you'll probably hear from the usual suspects on Mint Records. So we already heard from Duetang. Right now we're going to move on and let's hear something. Let's hear the sort of swan song for the New Pornographers and Nico Case. This is coming from The Good Jack. Excuse me. I've got like a frog in my throat. This is The Good Jack Presents. It's a compilation that was released back in 2000. And Sean Raggett at the time owned a vintage clothing store called The Good Jacket. And he had put on a series of shows. I'm trying to remember where. Because my band was one of them. I think it was at the Anza Club, as a matter of fact. My band, by the way, Clover Honey. I won't play my own music. That's just too lame. But so what he ended up doing was putting together a compilation, this compilation right here, where all the proceeds from the sale benefited A Loving Spoonful, which was, I believe, an organization which fed people with AIDS. Yes, I do believe they brought food to their homes. And so, good times. So this record was awesome. This record had so many cool bands on it. So the New Pornographers, this song here, which is called Letter from an Occupant, was the sort of first single by the New Pornographers. And look, it's not even listed. It's the New Pornographers and Nico. That's officially how it's denoted here on the record. This was their first song, and they hadn't even really put together an album at all. And they were kind of known as like a side band project. So you had Carl Newman, you know, of Zampano. You had, let's say, John Collins, who's, of course, from The Evaporators and all, you know, et cetera. And these guys hadn't really put a lot of effort into being a cohesive, like, serious band, per se, if you will. I mean, they were cohesive, but yeah. So this was their kickoff huge sort of hit single, which got people noticing the band. There you go. What other bands are on this compilation? There's The Battles. You've got, who I love that song, Lycanthropy. The Riff Randalls. The list goes on. All right, so let's listen to the New Pornographers with Ann Nico, and this is Letter from an Occupant. My name is Anita B. This show here is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway, and this is where Canadian music is played, and the station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
You told me I could.
All right, as mentioned, I am on a spree in terms of Mint records. So keep listening. I'm playing all Mint bands in honor of the fact that it's their 20th anniversary as a label. So Mint Records out of Vancouver. And we just heard The Smugglers. Now, that Smugglers song I found off a compilation, which is, it's the Mint Records presents the CBC Radio 3 Sessions. The song was B-A-B-E. Babe, and Bryce Dunn was drumming, so that tells you that it was recorded a pretty long time ago. It was recorded for Nightlines in February of 94, produced by Todd Elvidge, and there you go. Now, Bryce Dunn was in the Smugglers up until 97, and then he left. That was the end of his career in the Smugglers. So at the lineup for the Smugglers at this point in time, so February of 94, it was Grant Lawrence, Nick Thomas, Dave Carswell, Bees, and Bryce Dunn. There you go. That was the Smugglers. And they're pretty dormant right now. There's been no word of them breaking up officially, at least from what I've heard. And who knows? We might get something from them. Their last album, if I'm not mistaken, was released in 04. And it was called, I think it was Mutiny in Stereo. I think that's what it was. All right, that was The Smugglers. Now, before The Smugglers, my tongue is getting stuck. I don't know why. I haven't been drinking. And I don't have any neurological issues. So I don't know what's going on. Okay, before The Smugglers, we heard The Organ. And that song was from their, I think it was 2008 album called Thieves. And the song we heard was called Fire in the Ocean. I like that song a lot. And then before that, we started that little set off with the New Pornographers in Nico. The song was Letter from an Occupant, and you can find that on the 2000 compilation by Mint called The Good Jacket Presents Vancouver Special. All right. My name is Anita B. Yes, here I am. And I'm here until 8 o'clock. And we shall continue to listen to Mint bands. I think it's going to be a good time here. All right, so next up, what do we have? Oh, I know we've got something. I can see it. What do we have? I'm looking. Oh, good golly. What's wrong with me? Oh, I have something in there. Why? See, I'm telling you, maybe I do have a neurological issue. Okay, I have a CD in there, and I'm just trying to think, why do I have it in there? Oh, we were going to hear, we heard that one. Okay, oh, we're going to hear, how about some Nico Case? That's what we're going to hear. All right, Nico Case. The song is called Favorite, and this is actually my favorite Nico Case song. So we are heading back to, I know what we're going to listen to. I have another compilation here too. All right, so let's stay with this Mint Records CBC Radio 3 Sessions compilation. And the song that I love by Nico Case, this is my favorite Nico Case song, at least that I know of, because I got to be honest, I don't know her whole catalog. The song is called Favorite, and this one was recorded, let's see, back in 2002 by James Booth. So all of these songs, of course, are recorded by CBC Radio, right, for their own, for CBC Radio 3. All right, so here we go. Let's listen to some Nico Case, and then we're going to come back. What do we have next? I know we have. We've got Vancouver. Then I think we'll have a little Nova Yarrow, I think. And maybe a little Bella. Well, we'll see. We'll see how I feel. Okay, that's it. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Whole life.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Main Street area at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Flaming Angels Boutique, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, Red Cat Records, the Regional Assembly of Text, RX Comics, Temple of the Modern Girl, and the Wallflower Modern Diner.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
right. That right there was Vancouver band Vancouver. And Vancouver. Now, I'm playing a whole bunch of music here, by the way. Excuse me. I've got like some bad frogs in my throat. Reference to Mint's 20th anniversary. And so tonight, my show here, which is Sam Squanch's Hideaway, is all Mint Records songs. That's correct. Except I did make a little mistake there, and I'll explain in a second. But anyways, my name is Anita B, and this show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And we just heard some Vancouver in there. And this is very timely, the 20th anniversary, because there's a book out. It's called The Oral History of Mint Records. So Mint at 20. And Vancouver, apparently, word has it that they didn't want to be interviewed. I don't know if they refused. I don't know if they're protesting or if they simply were busy. I don't know the details, but apparently they just were not. They turned down the offer to get interviewed for this really cool book. It's a really good book. Like I said earlier, there are some inaccuracies, but it's still worth, I think, reading. And the book is easily read. It's like a lot of snippets, and it's broken down into chapters. Since I've been in Vancouver since 97, and I was into indie rock, in particular Cub and bands like that. I was into Pluto before I met Pluto. I can relate to even the stuff, my own pre-Vancouver days, right? So I was around for a lot of this stuff. And if I wasn't around physically in Vancouver, I was fairly up on the stuff because I was doing my own radio show back in Windsor. So, yeah. So to me, this book has a lot of relevance, tons of relevance. And good on Caitlin Fontana for going for it. It's a lot of work. I can only imagine how long it took her. I can't imagine. Okay, so let's go over the playlist. Let's find out what we heard. And let me see if I can fix my own inaccuracy. Okay, so Vancouver, the song was called Phone Calls. That's from their 2008 album, Canadian Tuxedo. And then in there before that was my mistake, was the band Bella. Now, Bella is a Mint Records band, but they only had one record on Mint. And what's the name of that record now? Let's see if I can remember. Oh, hold on. I might have it here. Yes, the name of the band is No One Will Know, and that was released back in 07. And the song I played, which is called Pretty Mess, was actually their 2000 in... Well, I see conflicting stories here. Either 2004 or 2005. It was their, their debut release, and it was not a Mint Records song. The song we heard, which was called... what was that song called? Hold on a second here. I'm getting all confused. I've got thousands of windows open here. The song was called Crystal Tears. That's right. And then Nico Case was in there before that. We heard something from the CBC Radio 3 sessions. Favorite. The song was called Favorite. All right. So what do we have now? We have... Ooh, we've got more music. That's what we have. And let's see. I am getting confused. I have thousands of windows open. And I don't mean, like, windows to the outside. I mean, holes in my head. Maybe that's what I'm referring to. I'm trying to do all kinds of things. And, okay, so we are going to continue. This is what we'll do. We'll continue to listen to Mint Records bands. Oh, I know. Mao. That's what we have. Okay, I'm good. I'm on it. So Mao is the band I'm referring to. And Mao is an interesting band. Now, Mao was comprised of three girls. And if I'm not mistaken, I think all three of them were actually American. Now, I know Nico Case hails from Tacoma. Cece, which is Karina Hammond, she is originally from Houston, if I'm not mistaken, around Houston, Texas. And then the other one, Toby Black, I'm not exactly sure where she's from, but I think she's from the States as well. So there are three piece. They came sort of in the days of Cub, a little later, though, just after Cub. They released one album in 06 called The Unforgiving Sounds of Mao. And let's hear a song from that. Let's go back. Let's go back to the day. And let's hear, I always play Mrs. Lefevre. Let's listen to that. Let's listen to Mrs. Lefevre. This is the song, Mrs. Lefevre from Mao. The radio station is CITR 101.9. Woohoo! Listen to me. It's a party in here. I might want to stop that. The station is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and I think we're ready to go. All right.
There's the utter misery that is college radio, where they apparently just let any bewildered freshman wander into the booth and try to run a radio station. Campus outreach is looking for... Hang on. College radio can pretty much be summed up in five words.
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Look at that guy's beard. What's he got on his head?
Hey, buddy, we don't want your type here.
Yeah, what are you, some kind of terrorist?
Hey, be nice, okay? This bus is a safe harbor. This man deserves respect, doesn't everybody?
What would you do if you were this witness? Safe Harbor Respect for All provides diversity workshops across Canada with funding from the Government of Canada. Visit safeharbor.ca. Respect for all. Pass it on.
Satan sucks, but you're the best. Holy smokes, you passed the test. When I'm with you, I feel blessed. A chinchilla. Satan sucks, but you're okay. Since you came, things go my way. One day I woke up and everything was beautiful. My troubles had all fallen out the window. Satan sucks, but you're divine. Sitting pretty by my side.
change. It's been going on too long. A pair of cold feet planted on the well-worn floor, and then a sinking feeling that there's so much more. I am through with that. Oh, you know I'm through with that. Things might not have gone as planned. Time has come to counteract. Oh, yeah. So enthusiasm might be in decline as opportunities decay, but that might all have been caused by the compromises.
That right there was Pluto. Oh my God, I just broke the headphones. Oh my God. Okay. And I admitted it on air, so I guess I can't deny it later on. No. Oh no, I just broke the headphones. Okay, so it's okay. You're wondering who just broke the headphones? This show is Sam's Quinch's Hard Way. And my name is Anita B. That is correct. And they're broken. Yeah, I just cracked them. They're cheap, awful headphones, by the way. They're terrible. So, but I still apologize. All right. I will do the show without headphones. Okay, so that right there was Pluto. The name of that song was Thirsty, and that is off of their first album. That's actually the first track off of their album, Cool Way to Feel, which was released, I want to say, in 2004. That seems about right. Yeah, way back when. And then Pluto, after being on Mint Records, yeah, so there's 12 songs released on Cool Way to Feel. And what did Mint release with Pluto? They released, a 7-inch as well. I think it was at least one 7-inch, maybe two. Yes. I think two 7-inches. Anyways, after their stint on Mint Records, Pluto then moved on to Virgin Records, and at which point their career died. So maybe if they stayed on Mint, it would have, I don't know, been a better way to... Maybe it would have been a cooler way to feel. I don't know. I say that because, well, I'm doing a show here. It's the 20th anniversary Mint Records show on Sam Squanch's Hideaway. It's partially in recognition of the book called Fresh at 20, which you can go, I suppose, and buy at any records, or sorry, probably at record stores, but I'm assuming at any bookstore. The author's name is Caitlin Fontana. And it is the oral history of Mint Records. Now, let me just reiterate a little bit here. If you do go to page, let's see if I can repeat this, in reference to Pluto, the very last section on Pluto, it did mention that Rolf and Justin were not into the band, continuing the band or playing around town, whatever, back in 2008. And that's a misnomer. That's wrong. They were. So, you know. And Rolf actually did speak to the author, Caitlin, at a show. And, sorry, not at a show. What am I saying? He actually spoke to Caitlin, the author, at the Mint Records, or sorry, the, God, my brain's being fried right now, at the Fresh at 20 book release. And Rolf was like, that's actually wrong. That's not the way it went down. And she basically said to him, well, it's an oral history. And he was looking at her like, okay, I don't know what that really quite means. Even if it's wrong, it's still wrong. So whatever. But I do have to acknowledge the goodness in the book because it's very interesting. It's easily readable. It has you totally engaged. It really is. It's a very engaging book. So there you go. All right, enough about Pluto though. So Pluto then, we had Noviero in there before that. From 2008, we heard the song, let's see, Lost Possibilities. The album is A Little Tradition, and Noviero rose from the ashes of Duotang. Yes, that's right. They're a band out of Winnipeg, and it was kind of exciting, I suppose, according to the book, for Mint to be signing a band as far away as Winnipeg at the time that they did sign Duotang, which would have been probably in 2005, maybe, 06, because I know that album Raised the Ships, or sorry, Smashed the Ships and Raised the Beams was released in 06. Sorry, 96, not 06. All right. So before Noviero, we heard two songs from Cub from the album Betty Cola, which is actually named after somebody named Betty Cola Trella, I believe. And she was, let's see if I can find it. She was a waitress at a bar in, she was like a sort of famous little waitress, apparently, at some place in, I think it's Hoboken, New Jersey. I think it was Hoboken. Let's see if I can find the blurb from the Cub section here. Betty Cola Trella. Let's see. I'll even read it to you. Oh, here it is. Here it is. Now, I broke my headphones. I guess I broke the station headphones. So, all right. So here's Bill Baker. Now there's the two founders, the two guys that run Mint Records are Bill Baker and Randy Iwata. So those are the two guys. All right. So here you go. This is Bill Baker in his little, I guess his verbal history. He says, we had a friend called Betty Colatrella who lived above Maxwell's Bar in Hoboken, New Jersey. On one of the very first tours, we went to Hoboken, and we spent a couple of days there staying at her place. There were the Smugglers, which was five, Cub, which was four, and me, so that's 10 people, in this grubby little apartment above this bar, and we had such a great time. Betty was a waitress at Maxwell's, and it was famous in Hoboken. She was just such a great person, and that's why they came up with the idea of calling it that. And for the cover, so this is the cover of the album he's referencing here, we sent a fax to the Archie Comics company, and we said, you know, how much would it cost to get some original artwork done? They wrote back and said, we usually charge $500 for original artwork. At that time, that actually was a bit much, but we said, okay, great. And then I think he faxed us some proofs. Oh God, do you think they're still around? And there you go. So that's Randy then responds by saying, I think they're gone. Okay, so that's sort of the history of the cover of that really cool Mint album, Betty Cola. And I was always curious about that. So and back in the day, back in those early Mint days, things weren't really done digitally, right? I mean, this is back in the early 90s. And there was no internet. When you think about it, people, there was no internet. If you wanted to sort of hook yourself in with a band or be updated with them, you were on like a list. Remember that? You had their mailing list. That's right. You'd go to a bar and the touring band would come in. There was a mailing list, so you'd sign it. And Cub were really good, apparently, at promoting themselves and working hard for Mint Records. So they did a lot of the work themselves. And they had I think it was called a Cub Kids Club, and they would send out packages with like stickers and apparently postcards. They would actually send, like, they would get like 500 postcards on the road and hand write them, which is tons of work. So you got to give those Cub girls tons of credit. There were three of them. Basically, there were, so Lisa Marr, she was the main singer. Then you had Robin Iwata, and Lisa played the bass. Robin was on guitar, and the original drummer was Valeria. I'm not sure how to say it. I'd met her around town a few times back in the day. Really sweet. She's super nice. And I think her last name was Fellini, or is Fellini, Valeria Fellini, Valeria. And she ran a candy shop up until the time it burned down. And I remember when that happened too. So it wasn't really that long ago. I want to say like 4 years ago, 5 years ago. And then I think in between, so from the time that Valeria left to the time that Lisa G came in, there was an interim drummer, and that was Nico Case, of all people. Nico Case went on tour with Cub. And then you had Lisa G come in, and then she was the permanent drummer until the end. There you go. That's a very brief history, very brief, of Cub. And if you're more interested, if you want to find out the details, buy this book, Fresh Out 20, The Oral History of Mint Records. All right, let's continue with some more Mint bands. Why don't we do that? And how can we not hear, how can I actually do a show about Mint Records and then not play any Nardwuar stuff? So any evaporators? So why don't we listen to this, what did I do with it? I keep losing things. Well, okay, let's see. I've got this compilation here. So I've got, let's head on back on to the Vancouver special compilation. And there we have the Goblins. So the Goblins are actually sort of an offshoot band of Nardwuar's. And when I say an offshoot, I suppose they're considered an offshoot of the Evaporators. So the Goblins is a Nardwuar deal. And then I have an interview, if I can find the CD. I had it here a second ago. And we could hear pieces of this Nardwuar versus, not pieces, we'll hear the whole thing. It's only 42 seconds. Nardwuar versus Timothy Leary. We'll see. Oh, maybe we'll hear some Gassy Jack. We'll see. We'll just see. Anyways, my name is Anita B. And for the record, I will be away for the next three of my shows. And I'm only here for every second week. So I alternate shows. And the person I alternate is Jonathan B. His show is called Shameless. So if you're listening next week from 6:30 until 8, you should be hearing Jonathan B. And then in theory, I should be back the week after. But the hubby's got some course at BCIT for the next 6 weeks. So therefore, I shall not be back for the next three shows, if that makes sense. So I'll have to find somebody to fill in. I'm sure I will. It should be good. So in the meantime, though, let's hear some Goblins. The Goblins. Let's do that. And these guys, how can you not love Nardwuar? Who doesn't love Nardwuar? I mean, really. He puts on the best show ever. Said, I've seen the Goblins before. And have you seen these Goblins? I've seen these Goblins. Now, I don't know if I can find any recordings right now of these Goblins, but they're pretty amazing too. So leave it to good old Nardo. All right, the Goblins. This right here is from the The Good Jacket presents Vancouver special compilation. This is actually track one. It's called The Good Jacket Theme. And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Take off the waves as the light is slowly fading. Warm yourself within your hands by the fire. You say, isn't it great? The light is slowly fading. You realize you'd never forget this time. And as we descend towards this city, rhythm of the traffic, get lost, meet us asleep. I can't look anyone in the eyes tonight, and I won't think about what is coming round the fire. Forgive us, and I've got some money, and I've got a little hope, and I'm sick of pulling all of these teeth in front of the mirror, driving a plow, looking for a turn, and as we descend towards this city, into my troubles and all of my woes. Turns they wind and something it is lifted.
liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit livemusicvancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. Liveband.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
...2011 marks the 25th anniversary of the Dr. Sun Yat-sen Chinese Garden since opening in 1986. The Dr. Sun Yat-sen Chinese Garden is very pleased to have been able to connect cultures and communities for the past 25 years and continue being an arts and cultural hub in the neighborhood and the city. Watch for complimentary specials on the 25th day of every month. There are also blockbuster exhibits, community events, academic conferences, and music and theater productions lined up, plus contests and giveaways. CITR 101.9 FM is proud to be a year-long partner as the Garden celebrates its 25th anniversary. For more information, visit www.vancouverchinesegarden.com.
Show your Friends of CITR card or simply mention that you heard about the garden on CITR to receive $2 off admission.
Little did he know when he said,
Dictionary.com defines
shindig
as an elaborate or large dance, party, or other celebration. CITR 101.9 FM defines
shindig
as 27 bands and musicians of all styles duking it out to grab one of three prize-winning top slots in a 13-week annual competition.
Shindig
2011 is underway now, with semifinals beginning November 15th and the finals set for December 6th.
Shindig
takes place every Tuesday night at the Railway Club starting at 9. With three great bands each week and audience prizes, what more could you ask for from a
shindig?
Learn more at
shindig.citr.ca.
Right, there we go. That is another Mint band. That was the Newtown Animals from the CBC Radio 3 sessions. The song is Three Steps Backward. I'm looking at the wrong CD here. Okay, let's just double check this. Yes, Three Steps Backward. the Newtown Animals. Now, that song was recorded back in 2001. Again, this is recorded for CBC Radio 3. So, and it was produced by James Booth. Recorded and mixed by Gary Held, I'm not sure how to pronounce that, and the Newtown Animals. The members at the time were, I'm starting to get a little bit of a cold, Jeff McCloy, Nick Wright, Alex Angel, Steve Poulin, and Chucky Reno. Now, this is interesting. Alex Angel I actually played in a band with Alex Angel. Isn't that funny? Little short guy from the valley with dark hair, curly hair. Yeah, I'm trying to think. God, was I in a band called the Go Devils? I think that's when I played with Alex Angel. Isn't that funny? All right, so that was the Newtown Animals. Now, before that, we heard Operation Makeout. And from their first Mint release, which is called First Base, we heard Close Encounters. And then before that, we heard something from the Evaporators. We heard Gassy Jack. And that song, Gassy Jack, you can find on, let's take a look here. It's a Team Mint sampler. Or you can also find it on his 2007 release, which really wasn't that long ago, was it? Which is Gassy Jack and Other Tales. And, oh yeah, I can't forget to tell you about the Ramblin' Ambassadors. And let me just fix that. I'm talking out loud and doing a little work here. Now, the Ramblin' Ambassadors comprised of, well, the guy from Huevos Rancheros. I think his name was Brent, out of Calgary. Formed the band the Ramblin' Ambassadors in Calgary with a few other guys. And the name of the song we heard was Camino Real. And that, again, you can find off that compilation. It's a Team Mint sampler. I have 3 minutes, and then Val is coming in. We are talking about good old Val Cormier. Her show is called, what's your show called, Val? Folk Oasis, of course. Val, I broke the headphones. Look what I did. Oh, I'm sorry. They're junk. They're total crap. So I think if you put the headphones on your head and it doesn't work and they crack, I think that's not really my fault. I think that's just bad design and or overuse. There we go. So there we go. I shall be back. It won't be for another many weeks, people. So the next 3 shows I'll be away, and I'm here only every second week. So that would be I'll be back in 8 weeks or something like that. So a long time from now, right? 2 weeks, 4 weeks, 6 weeks. I think that would be 8 weeks. I shall be back. All right. So people, it's been a slice. I'll be back in a long time from now. And there you go. That was my Mint Records show in honor of the book Fresh at 20. So 1991 to 2011 is where Mint Records is at right now. So Mint Records is still going strong. And it's run by 2 guys, Bill Baker and Randy Iwata. And there you go. The book, you can get it. It's called The Oral History of Mint Records, Fresh at 20. And just keep in mind a few inaccuracies, especially when it comes to Pluto. Rolf and Justin did not want the band to stop playing shows. So there you go. Had to throw that out there. In the meantime, I'll leave us with something. I don't know. What shall I leave us with? I've got a broken headphone. I got a broken face. Uh-huh. What do I have? I got a broken headphone. And my broken headphone is messing me up. So let's hear something from, I don't know. How about The Awkward Stage? Why not? This is a Mint Records band. It's on one of their compilations. And I'm leaving. And Val, you can turn down the song and because you're on in 2 minutes. Okay, folks, have yourself a lovely fall. I'll be back in a while. Boys like these lose their shore.
I'm not in the mood.